Welcome to Spartan Team Fitness, where 1% better is the goal. Sometimes better, never ever less. I am Tom, CEO and founder of Spartan Team Fitness, here with my beautiful girlfriend. As always, Liz, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well, thank you, honey. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I wish you'd stop laughing for 5 seconds before you get this thing underway. My goodness. Here we go, so.
I'm going to stop right now.
You're going to stop?
Starting now.
You're going to get serious.
Yes.
We've got things to talk about, you tell me.
Okay.
What are they? Like, I don't know.
Okay, so first off, thank you for everybody. Everybody's listening. Thank you so much. We have so much feedback. That was great.
Isn't it nice? I literally thought we'd have like one caller, like, hey, caller, and then keep calling again, like, hey, that's our super fan. Like,
yes.
You know, it's a little bit better than that, right?
Yeah, way better. I mean, we attended the Summerween. We attended Summerween, and we got a lot of great feedback from family and friends and a lot of questions. So that was really great. It felt really good.
For sure. Yeah, we got some through socials and stuff as well. We got people reaching out with some questions about fitness and other stuff. So,
Keep commenting. Keep asking your questions. Keep liking. Keep sharing. We appreciate it all.
We love that. It helps us open up the dialogue, right?
Yeah, so for sure.
Let's keep those coming. I think one of the things that we did want to mention today, we had a question that was posted maybe a week or so ago about creatine specifically, right, honey?
Yes, but wait, can I just rewind real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
Okay. I just feel like we need some kind of, like, music to open this up.
For real. And honestly, like, I think we're having technical difficulties.
Because
seriously, I think it sounds like I'm talking from inside the bathroom, like, while you're out in the hallway or something, right?
Folks, he is taking a... No, I'm kidding. No,
don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm joking. He's sitting right in front of me. He's so cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. But no, literally... We're trying to hold it together because we can't stop laughing this evening. I think we're both just flat happy. We're done.
Like,
this weekend has been one. I keep running into the mic. If you hear me banging, things are just falling apart over here. But we're going to get through this and hopefully share some information. Look, we were trying to practice and it didn't go well, right?
No, it did not go well. But we're just going to, you know... Swing it? Is that what they say? Wing it?
Yeah, we're going to swing. What are we swinging?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, we're going to swing it, folks.
Stop making me laugh.
Keep it on, operate.
No. Oh, my God. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so, like, really, really seriously, one of the questions was about creatine, right?
Take it.
Let's get there. Anyway, so I tried to practice this, and I must have been reading for like 10 minutes and stuff and notes that I put down, and Liz said, bro, that's like literally boring. Like, we cannot go there. You just can't do that. So, like, we stopped and we're regrouping here. There's plenty of information that I would like to share on the topic because we did have some questions. Basically, at what age is it safe to start using creatine? And the long and short answer, and the Spartan Team Fitness belief is that I think at high school age, as long as there's no immediate health concerns, and your doctor's not recommending against it for any sort of reason, I don't see any reason why it couldn't be introduced to an athlete, who is vested in some sort of fitness program. Actively lifting weights, participating in fitness, and doing something active with their lifestyle. That is my personal opinion. It is certainly not a medical opinion, so please don't quote me. Take that to your doctor and say that Spartan King said it was okay. Literally, probably not.
Spartan King said it was okay. Who the hell is Spartan King?
That was just Spartan King. You didn't sue that guy or something. No, literally. I think it is... At the high school age, I mean, we're talking about 14, 15, 16. You know, if you have an athlete in the house who you know is active and they're really working towards goals, I think that it is safe to introduce that to them if interested. It's not necessary. It's not mandatory by any stretch of the imagination. There are foods that you can introduce into their diet that are natural in creatine, red meat, fish, all of that kind of stuff has creatine in it naturally. So if you
don't eat pork.
And pork is one of them, literally. Don't tell them not to eat pork just because you don't like pork.
No. Excuse me. That's, don't eat pork.
That's not sound advice.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Some people like pork, honey. Crickets.
Please come out wherever you are.
Okay, so anyway, pork is one of the foods that literally has creatine in it as well. So, although Liz will not be eating that.
Negative.
If your child likes it, it is one of those foods that does have that. So you can boost creatine levels. And typically, if you eat those types of things regularly, they provide 1 to 2 grams, maybe even up to 3 grams of creatine in a serving like that. And a typical serving of creatine is coming in a 3 to 5 gram scoop. So they're getting close with a regular diet if you just want to pay attention to that and not introduce a supplement. I mean, that's a fine way to go about things. I haven't found anywhere that said anybody over 18 years of age shouldn't be taking creatine. I mean, unless otherwise instructed by your doctor for some reason that is just completely unknown to me. Because, I mean, creatine is good for everything from fitness to, you know, battling Alzheimer's and, like, all kinds of mental
things. Here we go with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we don't even want to talk about the pronunciation of that word in this house, but anyway, literally, it's good for so many different things, and it's just not one of those things that are typically, you know, not so good for one and good for the other. It's pretty good across the board from everything that I've found, certainly from all my personal experiences. It is a safe supplement, and definitely, I mean, it's going to be on everybody's top 3 supplement list who's jumping into fitness. So,
and we can't wait for yours, honey.
Oh, I appreciate that. I can't wait to get it out to you guys, let you know when it's there. Certainly, if you want to check it out, we're going to have it available to you, and we'll keep you posted. Just a few other supplements we wanted to mention. Do you take any, Liz? That's a really good question. Do you take any supplements that you would suggest?
Darn well that I take
those. Well, I know what you take. These people don't know what you take.
Okay, so I do.
What do you recommend?
I'm very much a vitamin girly. Mm-hmm. I take vitamin C, B complex. I just started on like folic acid.
Literally.
I'm like, there's a list of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm a magnesium girly.
Mm-hmm.
Full magnesium girly. Mm-hmm. Helps you sleep, build mm-hmm. muscle recovery.
For sure.
You know, I work nights, so mm-hmm. it helps me get energy prepared for the next night.
Yeah, that's great. And literally, I was going to go through mine, and she just named, I mean, everyone she just named, I should say, I take as well. And then I would add in zinc. I do take zinc as well. And then of the B complex, she mentioned the vitamin C we both take. Did you need complex? Whatever that sounded like on the recording. I'm sorry, folks. But and then what else do I take? I think that about sums it up. And then, of course, I mean, I take my pre-workout.
No, actually, I just want to address, I do take vitamin D and vitamin K.
That's great. Yeah.
That also, for my gym girlies out there, that also helps aid your cortisone belly. Mm. I know everyone struggles with that. And I hate to say that because it's like such a stigma, but like, no, it does help. It does help your bloating. And I'm in fact starting on your greens. Mm. I don't think I've told you that yet, but I have been taking your greens. I was a Bloom girly for a long time. Don't get me wrong, I still really do love Bloom. Bloom is good. It's got some good flavors. It does some good justice for me. But those veggie pills and your greens,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that's great.
It's a win in my book.
I love it. So, yeah, I mean, we obviously in this household are a proponent of just good vitamins, you know, greens and stuff like that, that are, you know, maybe you're, if you have a vegetable-rich diet, sometimes you're missing some of those key nutrients. That's mm-hmm. greens will help step that up for you. You know, and of course, you know, if you go to a doctor regularly, get those levels tested, we strongly encourage you knowing where you're at and what your body may be deficient in, and then stepping up whatever you may need. Certainly, you know, obviously we're looking for everybody to have just a fully healthy lifestyle, and knowing those numbers for yourself, that kind of knows how you need to approach things. So
also, if you have stomach issues like I do, I suffer from a lot of stomach issues, the greens will do you justice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They will. And I suffer from a lot of stomach issues, and I take omeprazole every day.
Okay, that's like medicated. That's prescribed.
Hey, you said stomach issues. That's the first thing that popped in my head. Not a supplement, folks. Not a supplement. but needed for this guy. So, so anyway, get on those things if you need them. I'm also a big proponent. I take turmeric. Turmeric's great for joints, especially for guys lifting like heavier and stuff like that. you know, definitely look at turmeric, you know, for joint health. And then I also take some of the other ones I'm taking. I mean, I take my pre-workout and I take my protein. I load up on protein constantly every day.
Every day.
Yeah, you guys know how important I believe protein
peanut
is.
Peanut butter boy.
Literally. A jar of peanut butter probably every couple of days.
A jar of peanut butter a day.
Well, yeah, okay. She says a little worse than
I want to reverse back to turmeric, though. Turmeric, probably for you, right? Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy.
Yeah.
For me, autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric is not healthy for me.
Tell them, honey.
So if you are suffering from, or allergic to, because that is a possibility.
Yeah, could
you be. Can be allergic to turmeric. You could be allergic to magnesium. So if those things don't sit right with you, please don't take them.
Mm-hmm.
There are other alternatives. What I do for like joint recovery for me, I swear, like, I stand by taking that vitamin D and vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important to do that for autoimmune deficiencies, too. It's just, it'll really make you feel so much better. I lack in energy. Honestly, like, I was supposed to go to the gym with you just on, Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, yeah.
Saturday morning. Yeah, no, it wasn't happening.
No, you said it wasn't. Yeah. I went with that.
I turned over. I was like, I'm not doing this. I had no energy. I had zero energy. This whole weekend has been a real energy drainer.
It really has. And, yeah, we can get to some of that, too. I think we probably plan on it. But it's been busy. It's been an emotional roller coaster. But we made it. And we are to Sunday evening. And, you know, we're almost about ready to start our work week just like you folks. So, again, thank you for listening in to us. And then continue to send any questions. If you have anything that you want us to elaborate on in regards to supplements, we can certainly open up the dialogue further. You can message us directly. I mean, business@SpartanGeekFitness.com. Email us if you have any questions that you want us to address on all the socials. And, you know, we'll probably give you those handles at the end of the talk here. But we certainly want you to reach out and ask anything that you don't know about that maybe we didn't touch on. We will get you those answers, I promise you.
For sure.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to talk about a little something else, didn't we, honey?
We sure did. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so unfocused right now because...
Okay, what's going on?
Avid is texting me from his phone.
He just came in here and stood by us and he was like waving at you.
Well, he wants me to tie a string to his tooth to pull it out.
Oh, bro, we're not doing that.
No. It's bedtime. Yeah,
like, yeah.
So I'm dealing with that yell on the side. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do with kids. Yeah, we got the girls walking back and forth, shower after whatever after whatever.
We're the Brady Bunch.
We really are. Yeah, I mean, it took us a while to get going just because they were in there screaming like fools and being crazy. And you know what? Let me share another little story with you, too. We got home today, guys. And where we come from, her soccer game, right?
Aubrey's soccer game. By the way, she won. Shout out to Highland.
She won, yeah. Highland won 3-2. Big game. It was great. They came together and played like champs today. Fun to watch. But, yeah, and then we ran in the river, too. And then we came home. And Tom literally almost lost his entire shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. Liz stopped me in the middle of the house and said, honey, you're not going to be happy. And I mean, I don't really know what I looked like, but that's never a good thing to hear.
You should have seen his face.
Right. So then I walked into
I should have recorded you.
No, that's a negative. That is a negative.
I'm sorry. It was kind of funny. Everybody in the kitchen had laughed way before you came in.
And continued to laugh when I was fuming. I think things were like steam was coming out of my head. But okay, so I walked in the kitchen and found that my dog had eaten basically half of the door. And I don't really know why. Like, evidently, he gets mad now every once in a while, doesn't he, honey? Stop laughing.
I'm sorry. I have the worst laugh, so I have to back up.
It's not funny because he ate the door and then, like, well, I'm ready to freak the hell out. Like, the other dog's walking through it like it's a damn doggy door.
And then the girls proceed to walk through the hole.
Seriously. And then one shuts the door and the other one sticks her head through, like, hello. Tom's sitting there like about ready to have a coronary because now I have to replace a door. I have to pay for something that literally my house already had, which automatically sets me off. This house came equipped with doors. I have doors. They function just fine. My dog said, oh, this door's way too nice. I'm about to eat this.
Yeah.
And that's what we walked into. So, yeah. Where was I even going with that? Was it just a funny story?
No, it was literally just about... I don't even know. You know,
Literally, this is how our weekend's going, though. Like, I mean,
I'm not even kidding. Our weekend has been such a blur. Like, I can't even, like, really... I don't even know what I did yesterday.
I don't know.
The party.
Yeah, the party was fun. The
party was great. Shout out to my Auntie Paula. Yeah. Threw a fantastic party.
She really did. That food was great. Jose, you guys did it. And Alyssa's brother, Nick, did a great job on the grill.
Yeah.
And it was some fun. And we had a good time. But, like, yeah, the weekend...
Carbs.
Carbs. I love carbs.
It was all carbs, everybody.
So, literally okay in my book.
Yeah, carbs are so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But go to the gym.
Yeah, go to the gym. Yeah, I mean, everything in moderation, right? At the end of the day, everything in moderation. Okay, so let's get back on track just for a second.
Okay, I'm ready.
What do we want to talk about, honey? We mentioned we wanted to talk a little bit about expectations, didn't
we? Yes, expectations are important.
Are they?
No.
I mean, seriously, they get me into more trouble, I swear to God. Tell them about it, honey.
Okay, well, let's just not have expectations, okay, guys? If you expect... Okay, for an example, my expectation this weekend was I was going to get up with Tom and go straight in the morning to the gym. That did not happen. Mm-hmm. I did feel bad about it. I felt really bad about it, actually. So, don't do it. Don't have expectations. Like, just... I know we talked a little bit about my Auntie Paula. She was asking questions about how to get started and what kind of expectations she should have.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any. Don't have none.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, look, they can be powerful motivators, but they can usually, and most often, set us up for frustration if not handled wisely. In fitness, it's you'll be thinking that you're going to see major changes in a few weeks. Reality, that's a negative. Strength and fat loss and muscle growth, it will take time. You know, it takes, more than weeks sometimes for some people, months. I mean, and then people that are, like, trying to master it, years. I mean, so, just jumping in and trying to see all these results right away and all that kind of stuff. And I was having a talk with some people at the party yesterday, and I was just kind of, like, sharing my disdain for people that feel the need to jump on the scale every day. I do not support that way of thinking, because I think you're just setting yourself up, especially when you're just getting started. And specifically, I was talking to a young lady who was just getting started, and I mean, she's monitoring herself on the scale. And she says, I'm 5 to 6 weeks in, I'm working out, like, I really stepped up my game, and she's like, I've only lost like 4 pounds. And I'm like, I mean, that's incredible, because literally you're using your body in a way that you never have before. And so automatically you're building muscles that you never, but you haven't had in a long time.
Never.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say never. You don't say never, right? But so I've been.
Never say never to a woman, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Take that right out, guys. I didn't say never.
Oh,
but look, she's, using her body in a way that is promoting muscle growth right now at that time, right? So, and muscle weighs more than fat. I mean, that's a pretty common knowledge point right there. So look, there's a trade-off. And so when you're starting to build that muscle, you're not going to be shedding weight right off the beginning and stuff like that. And that is okay. And that is why I don't want you stepping on a scale every day, every other day, or anything like that. Start looking for trade-offs, like, how's that energy level? You know, and that's, how are you feeling throughout the day after, putting yourself through a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks and stuff like that? I bet you're seeing an increase in your energy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You increase know? In energy. Also, take a look at, like, your food. I mean, whatever you're eating. You don't have to fill yourself up to where you're so full and then you can't move.
No. I mean, it's better to get yourself over that edge, get rid of those hunger pangs and stuff, feed your body with the fuel that it's actually going to use, and then that'll get you to your next meal. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, for me, literally, when I'm working out as much as I was pre-shoulder surgery, which was 3 to 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm not suggesting that to anybody, but literally what I was doing, I mean, I was eating every 2 hours. So, I mean, I would eat, and I think it's really okay for you to shoot for that 4 or 5 meals a day, but those 4 or 5 meals shouldn't look like those same 2 or 3 meals, right? They should, the quantity might change. Obviously, the quality we're always hoping will change, as you get along and start, getting to a point where you're monitoring actually what you're putting in and stuff like that. And again, these are what you build up to. This is not why I'm not asking you to meal prep on your first day of working out bodyweight exercises at home,
How do you feel about that meal prepping?
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's never worked for me. Like, I'll be honest with you, I've never done it. And so I don't have a lot of experience with it myself, but I've heard you know, a lot of success stories from people who do. Because they really, I mean, and see, the problem with the meal prepping for me is I can't eat the same thing over and over and over again.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Like, don't be... for peanut butter.
Well, yeah, peanut butter. That's, I mean, yes. Okay, but like literally every meal that I do eat, there's three or four different things on my plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's variety, even in the same meal.
And you know what the funny thing is? Mm-hmm. Like, when we first got together...
Yes.
Our plates looked very similar because I'm a person who eats random things together. Mm-hmm. And so were you. So we had that in common.
We really did.
That was cool.
We really did. Yeah, but when we first got together, you barely ate, didn't you?
I did.
Mm-hmm. You were, yeah. I mean, seriously, I used to joke and say like three raspberries would get her through a meal. Right?
Yeah, but you know what? It's because I was constantly working out. And before that, before me constantly working out, I was eating so heavily to where I didn't feel like working out. Then move forward, I started working out, and, like, I felt the need that, like, I didn't even have to, like, really eat as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a goal for me, anyway, because I love food.
Yeah, no.
I'm a foodie.
I'm glad to see you, like, enjoying it now. Like, it was, I don't want to say it was a red flag for me earlier, because, I mean, we got right over it, right? But seriously, I was like, as much as I like to eat, I mean, it was pulling teeth to get this girl to, like, join me out. I'd ask her, honey, are you hungry? Let's go get something. No, I'm good. Like, damn, okay, I'm eating solo again. But, like, I wasn't stopping.
No, you sure were.
I wasn't stopping. No, seriously, I'll sit right next to you while I eat this. That's fine. But, yeah, I mean, that just feeds into expectations. Let's just say there's you know, a bunch of different changes she went through with her diet and stuff and her routine. And these things change. They fluctuate for so many different reasons. Life stressors, you know, injuries. What if an injury comes along, right? I mean, things change that, and you're not on necessarily the same daily path.
Well, you lost a few pounds after you had your shoulder surgery.
Leading up to, and then, yeah, right after, for sure. Like, I mean, so, I mean, I had shoulder surgery in May. And yes, I was in the gym 22 hours later. I promise I was. This will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I lost weight because, I mean, since February, I wasn't able to bench press like a typical bench press setup with the, you know, the barbell and the weights, and I could not do it without terrible pain in my shoulder. And so it just changed the way that I lifted, and I had to work around it, right? So then automatically, like, I mean, I have expectations that I should be throwing X amount of weight in the gym every day. Well, that changed, right? There was a big thing that changed for my life, and I had to fix it. And so, like, as I worked around it, come May, this is right, I was down weight.
You were down in the mood, too, because your expectations.
I was. I had built up my fitness routine pretty incredibly by that time, and I was doing a lot of work, you know, and it hit my psyche, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I'm not even going to lie to you. It was tough, you know.
I felt kind of sad for you.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, because you were sitting on the rocking chair, like, just in so much pain and, like, just not going to the gym. And I know how bad that, like, crushes your soul.
Yeah.
So I did kind of feel really bad for you. But at the end of the day, like, selfishly, I was kind of happy because, like, you're spending
a little
time.
More time. Yeah, you were putting that on me again, weren't you? That voodoo.
I was in charge of his medicine, y'all. And I was like, Just kidding.
That's dirty.
I'm just kidding.
No, she's not.
I really am.
That's funny, though. But literally, I was down weight, and I had expectations of where I thought I should be, so I was going through the same pitfalls like I'm trying to recommend to you right now not to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, sometimes that's what we have to do. Remind ourselves by, like, telling others, you know, that, look, I mean, we don't need to be setting expectations. And the thing of the matter is, a lot of us set them unrealistically. I mean, we're expecting certain things in our own time, and that goes with fitness, that goes with other people's effort towards us and relationships. I mean, this can go on, and I mean, our jobs, the expectations that we set throughout even just the course of one day, if you take a step back and think about it, you know, you think you know exactly how your day is going to play out, and then how do you handle it when something doesn't go quite right? What does that look like? I'll tell you, what does it look like for me, honey?
Not good.
It's just not good.
Negative.
And I don't think anybody's great with it. Mm-hmm. But you know what a strength is? Is becoming adaptable. And, like, I've kind of recognized that.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a literal strength. Because if you can just kind of get ready for whatever, and handle it and tackle it like a boss. I mean, you're winning. You know, even in that mindset, I mean,
winner.
Yeah, we're not always successful, right? I mean, sometimes things come up and we just, I mean, we're not going to figure it out maybe in that moment, but if we're ready to handle it, like, or we roll with it a little bit better and we have that patience, oh, God, these are all things, like, I'm literally working out right now myself.
I'm a good roller.
You can roll the floor in bed. My God.
Roll over my own side of the pillow.
Is everything a sleeping joke with you? I just want to know.
Sort of. Yeah, I'm kind of tired right now.
Let's try to get through this, honey, so you can go nap.
Nap?
No, it's bedtime. Bedtime, yeah. No, absolutely. But look, I mean, you got to be flexible. You got to figure it out. And I'm not telling you this because, like, I know and have a full handle on that. I'm totally working on that myself. And then, you know, rather than set all these expectations, celebrate your small wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if it's fitness-wise, look at that energy level. Like, are you feeling a little bit better through the day? Has your appetite changed at all? Are you getting good rest at night? Take those small wins right off the bat.
Drinking enough water.
Oh, please, God, you do that.
Drink enough water. Like, get us, even if you have to buy a case of water and put 8 water bottles on top of your counter, and by the end of the night, like, make sure you've drinking all 8 of them.
Mm-hmm. That's a good tip.
That's how I started.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Because I never really liked water. Water wasn't a thing for me. Like, it's just so bland. Mm. But now I love water.
Same.
And I can tell you all kinds of waters.
Here we go again. I swear. Like, it might have to be the next podcast, okay, because we are going to line up water bottles here.
What do I win?
I'm going to think it up, and I'm going to think a game show. Look, we got to get this, and I don't even, this could be a gift and a curse right here, because, like, we have this soundboard, right, that helps us out with different things, and we want this cord. Well, Liz especially wants this cord because it connects the soundboard to our computer while we go alone, right? But I don't know if I want this cord because she's got a mute button on there, which she's already threatening me with. There's laugh button she can't wait to hit me with. There's boo button she can't wait to hit me with. She's going to roast me mercilessly with this board.
No expectations.
Yeah, no. I mean, I expect I'm going to get roasted, and I mean, that's going to be granted. I know that. That's okay. I'm fully ready for that.
Are you, though?
I know. No. But look, hey, expectations, I'll be honest with you, they hit us in the mouth with our relationship this weekend a little bit. I was admittedly not the best guy, you know, in certain moments this weekend. I made things a little tough for Liz. And, you know, I think maybe the same. She might say vice versa.
I'm an angel.
She is an angel. I mean, I fully believe that, no matter how mad I get at her. And seriously, like, we made things a little bit tougher on ourselves this weekend than neither one of us wanted to. And again, it's what we were expecting out of the other. And the fact of the matter is we've both been through a lot of different situations, a lot of life before we met each other, a lot of tough stuff, a lot of good stuff. And we are two different people. Two different individual people, and we've learned things in a different way, and did a lot of talking, didn't we, honey? Kind of figured out that we just need to be a little more compassionate with the way each other's receiving news, or, I mean, you want to tell everybody?
I mean, it just falls under expectation.
It really does.
It really does. That's really the goal of it. It's just to not have any expectations, like you said, with your relationship, with your, you know, your gym journey, or any journey for that matter in your life. Don't have any expectations, because it just, I mean, if they're bad, I mean, how are you truly going
to
handle them?
You can have an expectation that your partner is there to treat you nicely, and they better follow through on that, right, in general, and they better be, you know, faithful in general to you. I mean, these big things, those yes, are the expectations that are, I mean, proper to have, right? But I guess,
I mean, okay, so expectations in relationship, yes. Okay, that's just a given. I mean, nobody's just going to expect you to go around and, like, be the worst person, right?
Or else why be in it?
Right, exactly. So, like, you know your expectation in that sense.
Right, okay, that's basic.
But I'm just saying, like, don't expect your partner to understand or be receptive to information, because that's how you want them to be. Like, you just expect them to do that. No. Have patience. Have patience in your whole life. Like, your journey, your fitness journey, your just work, mm-hmm. I mean, with your children, mm-hmm. most importantly, too, mm-hmm. I'm learning all that. Mm-hmm. This is a new relationship for me that I'm learning all of these new different things.
Yeah, it's the very first relationship right. I've been, a healthy relationship that I've been, I think, ever.
Yeah,
you know, like, literally communicative and we're there for one another. I mean, all these things that we're going through, like, I don't think either one of us have had a lot of great experiences with, so it's really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, personally, and I have no problem getting role, like, I was expecting certain reactions to certain things, but my delivery to Liz sucked. And so, automatically, she was turned off by, you know, the way I was communicating to her. It wasn't effective for her, right? She wasn't, I mean, even able to really receive some of the information I was throwing to her. And even after the fact, like, when we were reversed back to it, and after we calmed, you know, I had a chance to kind of, like, address things in a different way. I thought about things a little bit longer. She thought about things a little longer. And we addressed it in a different manner. Like, she's like, oh, you know, it's a... It was, like, understandable, and I didn't come off as being such a type of way that I gave her a chance to, like, you know, actually be there for me and, like, listen to some of my concerns, and I'm the same for her. Like, I wasn't really listening and hearing the things that she needed me to hear and understand, and then when I took a step back and I was like, oh, that's probably why. And, you know, without getting into specifics...
Delivery is everything, though. Delivery is everything.
Especially for you.
Honey. Yeah. Literally, I'm a very, you gotta deliver it nice to me.
No, yeah, I get it.
Oh, dang, I keep hitting that,
too. That's okay.
Yeah, delivery is everything for me. I think for, like, you get the same energy you give.
Yeah.
You really do. The same energy you give, and that is everywhere you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're coming off, like... just rude and mean, like, mm-hmm. nobody's gonna be receptive to anything.
Or attacking,
nobody likes to feel attacked.
Mm-mm.
But how this circles back into fitness is the delivery to yourself. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you say, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym, or I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna, you know, get shower before work and then go to work and, you know, tackle your day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, be kind to yourself.
Agreed.
Like, tell yourself, like, hey, I'm going to go to the gym today, but, like, I may not get that shower in after work.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, before work or whatever. Just be kind. Deliver yourself.
Hey, real talk, I think I made Liz uncomfortable because, like, I'll get raw in a heartbeat. Like, I will tell everybody everything they want to know. And my girl, she's a little more conservative. Like, she's like, we're going to share what to who? And I'm like, the world, baby, let's tell them everything. And she's,
negative.
You know, she steered it back to fitness, folks. I mean, literally, Liz just steered it back to fitness. Like, and so that'll tell you something right there about her comfortability level.
I'm a very private person, y'all.
She is. And me, not so much. Like, I mean, I will walk around, like, just and tell anybody what they really want to hear, whatever they want to know, we could talk about it, because I've lived my life too quiet, I think, like, in regard. I've kept so many different things to myself, secrets, and now I just walk around loud. I'm just a loud person. Like, I mean, I talk to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why, how do you know that person? I was like, 90% of the time, I'm like, I don't know.
We go to the grocery store, and I'm not even kidding, I'll look like Adam Sandler in a hoodie, shorts, probably, you can't even see the shorts because my hoodie's so big. My hair's a mess, so for the record, thank you. For the record, anybody who sees me in public, just trust I am pretty.
I agree.
I was kidding. So, like, we're walking into the grocery store, and he knows everybody. So, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I have to, like, turn around and be like, okay, this guy's gonna go that way and I'm gonna go this way because I know nobody.
I mean, you know a lot of people too, but like, I mean, my mom always says, like, I can run for mayor and all this other stuff. My kids are always like that everywhere we go, like, because I just talk to people now. Like, I live my life just,
I don't even think it's talking to people though. You, like, literally know everybody.
Oh, okay, well.
Everybody will call you, like, by all these names and, like, oh, hey Tom, hey Tom. I'm like, hello.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm old. Like, I just racked up numbers as far as, like, knowing people's more bodies.
I just think you, like, you constantly have conversations. We went to my daughter's soccer game, and mm-hmm. I don't know any of the soccer parents,
yeah,
really.
We were like 35-40 minutes away, weren't we?
Today? Yeah, it was pretty far. But you knew a couple people there. I'm like, oh, that's my cue to walk away.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes she does. She's like, oh, my, here we go again.
Never do a meet and greet because I probably won't be there.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But, like, I just like to walk around talking with folks. I'm an open book. I'm not really shy at all, and I'm not afraid to talk about life because, like, I've been through it. Like, I've been through it.
Yeah, you've been through it, and it led you up to your fitness point.
For sure.
Which is great.
For sure. And you know what? It's been freeing for me to kind of live in this way, and to kind of share my experiences and stuff like that, because, you know what? I mean, we're going to get into some stuff in future podcasts that I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to. Some of y'all might think I'm crazy, but literally, I think some of you will really be able to relate to some of the journey that I've taken throughout my life. And the reason that that's so important is the fact that, like, we could go through anything and still circle back and make any adjustments and changes as we go along, and that's huge. So,
in the background, guys, if you hear loud thumping noises...
Yeah, what, are they having a house party?
They're having a house party. It's the jumpy house that's, like, next door.
They got a jumpy...
Well, actually, it's not even next door. It's, like, a couple, like... on the
that's
corner.
That's like down the block.
Yeah, but they're loud.
Can we go jump in their jumpy house?
If you want.
I will do it in a heartbeat.
I would wrestle you.
I know. We should literally crash that right now. Before we go to bed.
We're going to have to.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so it's just, they're really partying back there, and that's probably what you're, and also we're like super fresh with this.
Yeah, we're having fun with it. Seriously. I'm telling you right now, I am so happy she doesn't have that cord. She wants me to go get this little adapter for this cord on this box or whatever. I don't know.
Stalling.
I'm holding out.
You are.
Because maybe you guys want her to go get this cord because she's going to lay on the mute button, I think. She's going to take it over. She's,
I will.
Yeah, I think it'll be better. It'll probably be a better podcast.
Oh, my God.
What else should we talk about, honey? What else have we got going on?
Okay, the next question that we had that I would like to address is some weight lifting for arms.
I know
that was a specifically like
okay,
yeah,
a lot of tricep area,
yeah,
back of arms is a big thing, yeah. So wait, why are you shaking your head at me? That's not the big thing.
No, I'm shaking my head because Aubrey was behind you and making faces.
What? Damn kids. That's okay. Should ask her what her take on the back of the arms was.
Takis.
I suggest Takis.
Anybody else's kids eat Takis? Because our kids are, like, addicted.
Dude, and seriously, like, so I take omeprazole every day for my stomach. Do you know what the next generation is going to be taking for theirs? Like, they're going to have to be on, like, an omeprazole IV drip to keep their stomachs intact. Like, I have no idea how they're going to get through life. It's going to be, there's going to have to be a whole new drug that the pharmaceutical companies are going to have to create to keep these kids' stomach working, like, at the age of 40 or 50.
Yeah.
But anyway, backs of the arms, triceps. Yeah, huge area for everybody, like men and women alike. And so women love to see them. Most of the time, they want to see those areas tightened up, right? And look, my daughter's got a bag of Takis in her head waving about me right now. Get out of here. Literally. A few and then go to bed. Okay, anyway. So, I mean...
So healthy, honey.
Yeah, that's terrible. Go fitness. Go eat some tacos and get out of my face.
Go Spartan.
Kill support us. We support all that great diet, right? Anyway, listen, so the backs of arms. So for females specifically, usually trying to tighten it up, especially for those coming into fitness, that is like a problematic area that's common. I hear a lot about that, and that's okay. It's a great area to work with, to start with. I mean, body weight to start, literally push-ups, planks, holding positions, anything that's tightening the back of the arm is going to help work that area out. Light exercises. You are, I mean, for ladies specifically that are just trying to tighten up that area, I mean, it like, you know, provided you have access to a gym, if you are doing something like that, I suggest a lot of cable work or light dumbbells at higher reps, you know, and more sets. That's really going to just tighten and tone that area. I certainly will have, like, specific videos that will be coming out and coming your way. We're doing a lot of stuff with Spartan Team Fitness app that will be able to show you a lot of different stuff specifically in regards to moves. There's going to be some moves that will be on SpartanTeamFitness.com that you'll be able to refer to. But literally, it's a lot about tricep pull-downs. If you're on cables, if you're familiar, if you're not, look them up, please. Tricep pull-downs, huge common exercise in the gym that you'll be doing a lot of. Dumbbells would be, you know, dumbbell kickbacks. That's engaging the tricep again. And again, start light. It's a kind of awkward on the shoulder, especially if you're not used to using that typical movement. And then you're kind of like bent over and then extending your arm from a bent position down, straight up and straight backwards. And that's kind of flexing that tricep back and tightening that up as well. Again, start light and do a lot of repetition, a lot of reps and several sets to get the desired result. For both guys and girls, it's literally the biggest muscle in your arm. So it is going to define your arm. For guys looking at, trying to get that bigger look, my two suggestions, I had somebody reach out to me on Facebook Messenger just a couple days ago on, how can you make his shoulders pop? And I told him specifically, work the back of the shoulder, which is neglected by a lot of people who even know what they're doing. And I told him to focus on that and just watch him blow up. And I mean, he went in and killed himself in the gym that day and came out and thanked me. We talked about it a little bit. And, and I've done that with a couple different people. It's just one of those areas I suggest. But the other one, specifically on the arm, like Liz brought up, is the tricep. Because that is the biggest muscle in your arm that's going to show the biggest result when you properly work it out. And there's plenty of moves that you can use and plenty of variations of those moves.
I started off with doing, for modification purposes,
sure.
Doing, push-ups off the wall.
Oh, that's great. I mean, yeah, that
when
incline.
You're, standing there. Yeah, when you're, when you're in the kitchen, you're waiting for something, I don't know, washing clothes, you're at work.
That's incredible advice.
Just start off the wall. Just to get a feel of the muscle itself, do it, slowly, focus on what you're doing, and you'll feel the burn, you'll feel the pull. And once you start to feel that, when you actually get into the gym, you start knowing, mm-hmm. okay, I'm doing this right.
Yeah, and as you slide your feet back a little bit farther mm-hmm. and farther each time, pushing away from that wall, next thing you know, you're doing it off your counter. You know what I'm saying? In the kitchen, that same kitchen, you haven't gone anywhere, and you're still doing these exercises that are tightening up those areas. Yeah, then you're going to the couch maybe or something or a smaller chair, and you're dang near in push-up position at that point. You're getting closer and closer. And then those static holds, maybe you can't go fully up and down for any, specific amounts of sets or reps that you want to do or whatnot. Maybe you just get down and you hold it there for, a few seconds and really tense up that back of that arm and that muscle, hold that static position. You're going to see results that way. And maybe you increase the time that you spend in that static position, right, babe?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. So, that's a great way to get started. Again, we're going to have plenty of reference pieces out there for you. Since it was a question that was brought up, I think that we probably should create a video really quickly here that we could throw onto YouTube, that people could go to refer to. Would you agree?
If anyone cares that I look like Adam Sandler right now,
stop it.
I'm okay with it.
No, we're not going to do it tonight. We're going to bed after this. But I'm talking about relatively quickly, we should get out a tricep couple of workouts that somebody can refer to if they want to go check us out on YouTube.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. We'll call it a short. Yeah, one of the
shorts.
We'll call it a short.
I think that's what they're called, shorts.
Also, we're not calling it that.
You're not
YouTube
making it up.
Calling that.
YouTube's calling it.
Damn it. I thought I was onto something. Is there anything else that we should really help out with our people tonight? Is there anything else we need to focus on? Any more questions that you think we need to cover tonight?
There was one more question. I can't really think of it at the moment, and I don't have my
that's great,
book
honey.
In front of me.
You're showing how invested you really are.
No,
into this.
You know what? family, absolutely people, family, I wrote everything down in my book, and I take it to work, because that's mostly when I... hope nobody listens to my job, but that's usually when I start writing down everything and working for Spartan. So
that's great.
My book is not in front of me, so that's great.
That is great.
That just shows no expectation.
No expectation.
No motivation.
Yeah, no, I expected Liz to be ready and prepared for this podcast, and she showed me.
Oh, you will find I am the biggest procrastinator.
What do you mean, I will find?
Oh, you may know. You found it.
I found it.
Okay.
Peeking at me.
Okay, I am the biggest procrastinator. The people will find.
The people will find. Yes.
I will get to the questions. I will answer them.
We promise.
We will answer them. No, we promise. We promise for real. It's just, it's been really, it's been a, and it's just not an excuse. but it's been a busy weekend. Mm-hmm. It has been a busy weekend, and it also, I want to throw out there, it has been my first weekend I've been off.
Yeah, which was nice to have you around. Yeah. I will say that.
So, I've been spending a lot of time with the kids, mm-hmm. with you, mm-hmm. Thanks, honey. And then, you know, just household stuff.
Yeah, there's that.
Putting a light in.
We step out of the house long enough, the dog will eat enough doors, like, and then maybe go after the kids' clothes the next day. I mean, a little less housework in the long run. Let's look at the bright sides.
The bright side is we're getting a light put up.
We are getting a light put up. Yeah, look, we got an ugly fan taken down like that. I mean, it just didn't fit for us. It's a great functioning fan in the house, but like it needed to go. Putting in a little recessed lighting. My repair guy. It's a 2-day job.
He's gonna be so mad when he finds out about the door.
Yeah, by the way, you gotta put in another door that my dog ate. Like, yeah, anyway, like, I don't know.
If anybody has any tips for why our dog is eating the door, please let us know.
Seriously, reach out to us, because, like, I mean, all this stuff, yeah, he's acting out, we get that. Like, he's searching for everybody when they're gone. We understand that, but, like, this is, I had these dogs for 11 years, like, and not nearly a door was eaten. And seriously, now all of a sudden, that's all this guy wants. He wants to eat doors.
He's looking for me.
Seriously, he has like it's weird, the relationship you guys have. It's really weird. Like, you gotta be honest.
I don't know that it's weird. I just think that, like, he's my dog. My dog pal.
I mean, seriously.
I love that dog.
I know you do. And then he's got like an unhealthy love for you, apparently. Like,
can our children go to bed?
Dude, seriously, what time is it?
Jesus Christ.
She just marching. She was just doing a march, wasn't she? Yeah. Was that? It's like a happy march?
I don't know what kind of march she's
I
doing.
I don't know either. But, like, hey, so I think we've covered pretty much what we wanted to cover tonight. Maybe we did a good job, maybe we didn't, but we certainly want to thank you for stepping in with us tonight and taking a listen. We love having you around, and we love to try to share as much information with you as possible. As always, we want to encourage you to reach out to us with any questions that you may have.
I promise I'll get to them.
Yes, yeah, I'm not going to give them away. Like, if you guys send them to the email, like, then she doesn't even have them. Like, I get them. And then we're going to get control of this situation because, you know, I mean, I'm not a procrastinator, I don't think I would say. But,
I'm a procrastinator.
No, I know you're a procrastinator. We got to get a hold of that.
We do. And I promise I'm going to go to the gym.
No, like, look.
I'm just kidding. No expectations.
Look, no expectations. Like, look, everybody gets settled in. They get going when they're ready to get going. Sometimes people need to hear about it for a little bit. Sometimes they need to think about it for a little bit. But once that decision is made, look out, because you're about to do big things for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Big things are going to change when you just take small steps. And it doesn't even have to be go to the gym.
You know what my small step is going to be?
What is that going to be, honey?
Getting up when you get up.
Right, that's a huge step for you. That's like, I mean, that's like running a marathon on your first day of deciding to jog.
Okay, then maybe I should, like, start off by, like, setting an alarm and then, like, snoozing it. That's a step.
Stop. Not even. Literally, she's going to put on the alarm. It's going to be, like, the most soothing music. It's going to put her deeper into REM sleep. And I'm going to be like, bye, honey, I'm going to the gym.
Okay. Oh, please, do it out, because you are captain.
I'm not captain. Don't put me up last.
You guys, I'm going to let you know, this man snores. He sleeps.
Hey, but sometimes I really be talking in my sleep, too, don't I? Like, the other night, I woke myself up talking a full sentence. I was having a full-on conversation. I couldn't tell you about what now, but I woke up and I literally almost answered my sleeping self for what I was asking.
I have no idea, but
I mean, it's not like, I mean, I'm restless or something, honey, because, like, I sleep 4 hours. Like, I get 4 hours of sleep, 4.5 hours of sleep.
Well, maybe your baby step will sleep another hour.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll let you know how this goes.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to keep you updated on that. Because, like, I mean, certainly the tips that you don't want to get from me are sleep-related. Because...
Oh, this man doesn't sleep.
I don't. And I take sleep medicine to, like, try to help me get there.
And he still talks.
And I still talk, and evidently I still snore.
Yes, still throw your hand at me.
Yeah, I remember early in our relationship, this was, like, red flag central for this. Like, shit, yeah. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sleep through this kind of thing. And now she sleeps like a baby. And it's kind of sweet.
I do sleep like a baby now, but also take sleeping medication.
facts. And I ain't mad at you for it. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do as long as it's okay and healthy. And
I sleep like an angel. Like, I sleep with my hands like this.
Yeah,
and
no.
I sleep. I don't drool. You know,
that Tom is such a lie, bro. Like, bro, we got black pillowcases, fam, and like it. Sometimes yours looks like it. Like,
you're so full of it. It's you, bro. Nothing. That's you. I work nights, everybody. Let's clarify that. So, who's really sleeping like that at night?
You during the day when you come back. Why are you trying to lie on me? That's so a hater. Oh my goodness, she is trying to feed
I'm
you guys.
I'm gonna take a picture of his pillow.
And I swear if she does that, just remember that it's her like grabbing a hold of my pillow in the middle of the night and claiming it as her own, and then that's her spots.
Not gonna lie, yours is comfortable.
Exactly.
Even with the drool marks.
I'm convinced we both drool, but she likes to put it all on me. But anyway, we both do snore, and but she likes to sleep a lot more than I do. And she gets to.
I love sleep.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't say gets to, because when she works the overnights, man, she goes through it and comes home, and then she tries to act like she can hang with us for a little bit because she wants to see us and misses us. But then at the end of the day, she's like, look, I gotta go to bed, man. I'm about dead, and I don't blame her. She's got to hit the bed, get that rest. You know, some people need that sleep. And it's better to have more sleep like that. Like, I just don't sleep a healthy level, do I?
You don't. And, you know, it's hard for me to, like, not sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I do work nights, okay, I go to sleep in the morning. Mm-hmm. I take the kids to school.
Yeah.
I come back, I chat with you for a bit, and you get on work, and then I go to sleep, and then I wake up and, like, do it all over again. Yeah, like, I'm getting the kids. Yeah. Getting the kids, and my kids get out an hour apart, wait for that, and then I come back, I get ready for, or feed them, get ready for work, and then do it all over again.
There she goes, yeah.
So.
No, I mean, and then literally I'm waking up, and it's a couple hours in the gym in the morning before my regular day job even starts, and then by the time I'm done with that day job, it's Spartan King, and then, you know, at some point, obviously, me and Liz are trying to connect. Hopefully, she's off that night. If she's not, then I'm usually texting or talking to her on the phone while she can get away at work every once in a while.
That is not true.
That's not true. Yeah, okay, that doesn't happen. Don't listen in Liz's job. But anyway, we try to connect, and, like, literally, I have a hard time going to bed because I want to, you know, chit-chat back and forth with her. We're usually joking and laughing our butts off. We literally do that every day. And so it's hard for me to go to sleep then, and then I'm back up doing it all over again. So, I mean, it's just sometimes life, right? Sometimes life.
But,
I mean, the goal is more sleep. Like, please don't sleep 4.5 hours a night. Like, please do better than I do in that department in all regards, because your body wants it. I'm suffering because of that. I will suffer because of that. My health won't be perfect because of that. Right now, I'm busy. And hopefully, one day, like, I'm going to get to a place where maybe, like, I can settle down and relax a little bit. But right now, life is life, right?
Yeah. You also don't sleep because you also like to eat candy in the middle of the night.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie.
That's a lie.
Everybody, he eats Reese's at night.
Why are you putting that black? That's not every night either. That's not even.
Okay, wait, let me just tell you a quick story before we end.
Like, seriously, is this a finished channel? Like, I'm supposed to be leading by example, and you're throwing me under the proverbial bus.
Okay. Okay. I wake up in the middle of the night. It's like.
First of all, you know she's lying right there.
No.
You know she's like right there with what she just said.
No. I wake up at like probably 2, 3 in the morning. This man is unwrapping. He's unwrapping Reese's. Can you shut up?
Sorry.
He's unwrapping Reese's peanut butter cups. Quietly. Like he's gonna be punished.
Like a little kid sometimes.
So then I move the blanket, letting him know, like, I'm watching you. And he snatches it and puts it, like, under his blanket. Like, it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that?
Because you didn't see it.
Yes,
you
did,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I saw it all.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's like a little kid, like, not allowed to eat candy, but yet he's eating candy.
No, I'm not allowed to eat candy. Like, I gotta, no.
It was cute, honey.
Okay, thank you.
I like that.
I appreciate you letting me get away with the occasional receipts.
Occasional.
It's occasional. Like, why do you make it sound like every day, like, I have a Reese's on my nightstand?
Should we take a picture of yours out of the nightstand right
now? Like, why are you walking around taking pictures of all my stuff? My pillow? My nightstand?
I'll take a picture of you. You're so cute.
Oh, now that's adorable. God, man. Look at it. And she doesn't even have that board cord yet. So the roasting's already started. She got me on blast. But look, we're having fun with it, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we're a little slap happy now.
We're a little slap happy.
Yeah, that's okay.
Fitness life, everybody. Go to the gym in the morning.
Yeah, get something done. Like, if you can't get to the gym, like, do a couple sit-ups.
I used to go to the gym at 3 a.m. every day I worked, remember?
Yeah, I do. Because that was, like, right, well, not the middle, but, like, yeah, towards the middle of your work shift, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's like, I used to take my break at, like, 3 a.m., and I would hit the gym there until they took it away from us.
Yeah, what a crock that was.
Yeah.
Oh,
terrible. Goodness. They hate me.
That is terrible. And they can't hate you. There's nothing to hate about you. But look, the point being, life is life. You find a way to get what you need to get in and try to take that next successful step for your life. And if that looks like tomorrow, maybe waking up and doing a couple of these static movements for the back of your arms or doing a couple of crunches that maybe you wouldn't have considered. You know, my mom had reached out to me. Like, I tried to give her tips, you know, over and over again and stuff like that. She'd like to ask me, like, what some things that might be helpful to her. And, you know, she's older and stuff like that naturally because, look, I'm older. So, but I would just tell her things, like, before you even get out of bed, like, just raise your knees towards you, you know, and put them back down. Maybe don't hit the bed with the heels and repeat that for a couple times. It makes you tighten up the stomach. And it makes you, it's a movement that you're not doing usually repetitively. And so, like, why are you laughing at me? What did I say?
No, it's because I remember when I specifically gave you directions for your back.
Was that
and
it?
You sent me a picture with your hands in the air.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. I'm trying to work on posture. That's a completely different...
No, I know, but that's what that reminded me of.
Oh, but that's a good one. That is a good one. Oh, yeah, okay. So Liz tells me, look, I'm trying to work on posture, right? I'm trying to straighten up everything. I feel like these muscles in the back of my neck and everything's kind of like weighing forward. She's like, honey, like, I got something for you to wait, you know, help your body. Tell him what you told me I need to do.
Okay, so I told him, I was like, I need you to lay on your back and put your hands over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lay on the floor, lay on your back, and put your hands over your head.
Right, okay.
And he's like, okay, yeah, you know, I'll do that later when he gets a chance. You know, I go to work. I'm working in the middle of my shift. I get a text message, a picture. He's like, honey, I'm doing what you're saying. And he sends me a picture of him on his back, his hands above his head, like holding him straight out, like if he's about to reach for something in the air. Somebody's about to carry him. Like, no, fam. I meant like, oh,
but also laying on the floor.
Also having your hands and your arms touch the floor. Like, I need the back of your hands to touch the floor. Oh. It was the funniest thing ever. Don't ever give a man directions.
Seriously, I felt real stupid, but I thought it was kind of funny. And she thought it was cute. She's making fun of me, but she thought it was cute. She gave me a little heart and a little laugh. And she's still laughing about it. So look, I provide entertainment for days, folks.
It's hilarious. So, like, please be specific when you're talking to this man, because
I need step by steps, please.
I love it. Even when I go to the grocery store, he's like, can you send me pictures? Because I need to know the exact name and what it looks like.
For real. I do. I'm so literal. Like, that I mean, I'd like to be talked to in that way. Like, literally tell me exactly what you need and I'm gonna make that happen. But
so yeah. Fitness family, if you need literal instructions from him,
step by step,
don't be ashamed.
Yeah, please don't. And I'll be happy to walk you through it, because seriously, that's what I would need. That's literally what I would need.
So when he says to put your knees to your chest,
do that. And then put your legs back down, like, but don't put the heels on the ground until your stomach's flexing the whole time. This is what I'm telling mom, okay? So I tell her, repeat, do that over and over again, stuff like that. And, like, so, I mean, she was doing some different stuff or whatever, but nothing was really settling in. Well, she listened to a couple of our podcasts, right, honey? And she got back to me, and she was like, look, you guys motivated me. I'm like, that's great, Mom. Why do we do that? She's like, you guys just sounded great. I felt great. She sent me a picture, and it was something about, it said something like chair aerobics, and that she had her little weights in it and everything like that, and she's really been hitting it.
Yeah.
She really
I'm
been
proud of her.
She's at 15 minutes a day. She's been doing some different stuff, yeah, and she's been getting after it, and we are super proud of her, because, look, that's exactly what we're talking about. Just get started.
Yeah, and have fun.
Have fun with it. Like, yeah, shit, poor thing. My mom, she worked all day in high school, right, still working, like, refused to quit. And then she worked the football game. She's like, I'm dead tired or whatever. Like, but I didn't come home. I didn't put that TV on. I got down there and do my chair aerobics. And she rocked out her 15 minutes, and she said she went to bed. And I'm like, Mom, that's exactly where it's at. Right.
And guess what? She went to bed happy.
She did.
Yeah.
And better for it. Mm-hmm. Like, she did come home and put on the TV and just stare at something. And, I mean, no thoughts, no nothing, literally. And no body work. You know, and she focused.
Or you could be like my mom. Put on the TV and walk on your walking treadmill.
And that's something, too. Like, yeah. That's the best of both worlds, right? You get to do a little bit of both of what you like right there. You know, each thing involves doing something active and something better for yourself. And we support that all day, every day here at Spartan King. Take a step for yourself. Small step at first. We encourage small steps, small wins, and those things will build. You guys have it in you. Literally have it in you. Please just take those steps. Do a little something different. Try something challenging for yourself and just see what those results are. And again, don't calculate every single thing you're doing. Just kind of monitor how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. See what's feeling a little bit different. See what's feeling a little bit better. Hey, maybe you worked out, you did something, a move that was a little bit different, and maybe you feel that muscle's a little tense the next day. It's a little tight and stuff.
That's guess the best feeling.
Yeah, guess what? You just worked it.
Yeah.
And your body likes that when that happens. So guess what? Do it again, you know, after a couple of days once it feels good again. So we encourage all of that, don't we, honey?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. And it's the best feeling in the world.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
Should we tell these people where they can find us?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Home.
Sleeping in about 10 minutes. Because of me?
No.
Oh, because.
Not because of me. Because of me, probably. Okay. Wait, I do want to say one more thing before we end this podcast.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for the Highland sponsor.
Oh, thanks, honey. Yeah,
anybody want to see that? Yeah, it's out there in front of the Highland football field.
There's a sign out there. Then the football games, they had a nice little sign down on the field, like the track area, sponsored by Spartan Team Fitness. That's our first high school athletic program that we're sponsoring. There's got to be many more, but it is our first, and we are very excited about that, aren't we?
We spent our Friday night, there at the Highland football game. We were excited to see all of Tom's hard work.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
Nice.
Thank you very much for bringing that up.
I'm really proud of him, so, yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We're both working hard over here. She's definitely holding me up, and a lot of times where I feel like I can't hold myself up. So we're trying to get it done every day. It's team effort in the household, with the business, and with life as we have to tackle it. And we love every minute of it, and certainly love you guys for joining in some of that journey. So much more to come. All questions, please, Spartan King Fitness, our business at SpartanKingFitness.com. Let's get that right, business at SpartanKingFitness.com. You know we're on everything social. Lissy Poo, you can follow her on everything social. Tom Stevens on social, or Spartan King Fitness, as mentioned. Please send us your questions. We want to hear from you. We want to open up that dialogue. We want to provide you with answers, motivation, and all things positive mental health. So let's just talk about life, right, hon?
Yeah, for sure. Also, just a quick update. We are looking for one person or a person to model.
To model?
Model your...
Oh, yeah.
Your apparel.
Yeah, we got some apparel in, and right now what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we need a model for that.
Okay, she says we need a model. So if you know anybody who might be interested in that, go ahead and send any inquiries again to that email, and we can certainly reach out and talk more about that. But definitely got some apparel in. Like I said, creatine is just days away, people. Like, we're going to let you know when that's coming out, and we want to be let you know, and we want you to be a part of that. And things are just coming out and coming out and coming out. And once they do, we are going to let you know so you can help support the movement. One of the things we are striving towards is building the greatest super gym. It's going to be very inclusive and going to have a lot of amenities, a lot of things that gyms just are not featuring. And we want a lot of people to be a part of that and to get excited about that. I'm sorry I can't share more specifics right now, but they are coming, and we are working towards that. So any support, if it's down to a like, a share, a follow, we'll tell you some ways that you may be able to donate towards the Spartan Team Fitness movement. Those ways are coming. We'll give you more information on that as well.
Any collabs are going to be done through business at SpartanKingFitness.com as
for
well.
For sure, for sure. If you want collabs or if you guys are out there doing any fitness stuff and you want to go ahead and tag Spartan King Fitness on Instagram or something of the sort, we encourage you to do that. We want to see what you're doing. We want you to celebrate those small wins with us. We want to celebrate those big wins with you. So let's go through it together. Let's learn from each other. Let's have a lot of fun with this. This is a journey that we can all just jump on and get excited about, okay? Because none of us are alone. You're not alone. We're not alone. We're all here together. We're all rolling in the same direction. Let's do it together, and let's learn. So we appreciate you tuning in with us today. And anything else you want to say, baby?
No. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you
soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.